Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So do enjoy those. They're on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we launch into hour number one of the Valentine's Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Yes, that's right.
Now, that doesn't really mean anything to me.
It doesn't mean anything. I bought you some candy. What do you want?
Did? Oh, you're so sweet. No, it doesn't really mean anything different for the show because I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Of course you don't.
It
costs money and you wouldn't do that.
It's a not just because it costs money, Mark. That's not what it's all about. I celebrated Halloween this past year. We went out and bought some candy for
only
the kids.
Because you knew that people come knocking on your door and you have a radio show you're doing, and so you're trying to avoid that.
That's not true. There are certain things that I find acceptable and certain things that I find very silly. And Valentine's Day is one of those very silly things. As you probably well know, as I understand it, Valentine's Day was created by, was it Hallmark?
Hallmark.
So it was essentially a corporate holiday created by a company in order to sell some schmaltzy Valentine's
Christmas
Day
card. Christmas was created by Coke, more or less.
They don't celebrate Christmas either. So anyway, I just to all of those of you out there who feel obligated to go and buy things for your significant other on this particular day, I feel sorry for you. And if you want to share with us your story about how it is your significant other just... we'll get very upset if they don't get anything on Valentine's Day. I would like to hear about your relationship at 800-259-9231. I know that your wife apparently was in today talking to my girlfriend about Valentine's Day. Did she not go with you to get the
food
today?
No. My wife is in Florida.
Oh. Huh. Well, anyway, my girlfriend was telling me that I guess she was talking with your wife at some point about how... She thinks it's terrible that I'm not getting my girlfriend something for Valentine's
Day. I bet she does.
And thankfully, my girlfriend doesn't feel that way. She's not getting anything for me. I'm not getting anything for her.
Mm.
And that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Love's true test.
Yes. So that's my plan for today, to do absolutely nothing differently. What about you? 800-259-9231. I guess, Mark, you found something. What did you do today for Valentine's Day since your wife isn't here? Has she left you? Did she break up with you, or what's going on?
No, she was. She's a friend of hers is having a baby down in Florida, so she stayed a little longer.
So baby's more important than spending time with you on Valentine's Day, huh?
I don't really think that it's that important.
What, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't.
Did you get her anything?
I'm going to get her a card.
A card.
Maybe some... candy.
Is it going to be a $5 card or a 99-cent card?
Whatever I find. I don't pay that much attention.
So you don't think she'll get upset, like if you didn't spend a lot of money on the card?
No, she wouldn't.
That's good. You got a good lady there.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Because
she expects acknowledgement of Valentine's Day, whether it would be a meal or, you know, I called her today and I said Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And, you know, those kind of things. But she wouldn't expect anything expensive.
The thing that bugs
me... It's her money, too, you know.
Right. One of the things that bugged me about Valentine's Day is the obligation that people feel. People feel like they... Not only do they feel like they're obligated to buy things for their significant other, but also they feel as though... And certain elements of society have created this feeling in people. They feel as though if they don't buy... If they don't spend enough... then they don't love enough. Like there's some sort of direct correlation between spending money on someone and how much you love them. And that concept really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It really gets to me because it would seem to me, and there's also the other factor of that people apparently on this day believe that Valentine's Day is a day you should show your appreciation for your significant other. Why? Shouldn't we be showing our appreciation for one another 365 days of the year instead of one?
I think that you can show, you can do something special on Valentine's Day because it's the right day to do something special.
Why is it that every day can't be special?
Well, because by the definition of special, it wouldn't be.
Hmm.
Then you would have to do something special on Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
Because that would just make it ordinary if you did it every day.
Is it possible for ordinary to be special?
No, it is not. It's not, I mean, I suppose you could feel like it was.
You can't be made feel special every single day?
But it would still be the ordinary thing that's happening.
I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-9231. How do you celebrate or not celebrate Valentine's Day? 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into a story about, I guess, women and relationships. I guess being together and women in America.
Women
not
and women
so
and their thoughts on relationships.
We'll get to that here in moments, but first to the phones across several ponds to Australia. And Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you again without an accent. I'm an American in Australia.
Threats,
fine.
But since you're prying into Mark's personal life, I'm wondering if I could do the same thing.
Please do.
Yeah, by all means.
I just, the curiosity has been killing me since yesterday. What is your felony conviction for?
I was,
Wait, how did you find out he had a felony conviction?
You talked about it at the beginning of the show yesterday.
I see.
Yes, yes. I was convicted a very long time ago in 1989 for being at the wrong place at the wrong time when somebody got killed. So it was around a murder.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Well, I've been just searching the wiki and nobody's put it on there. So
I'm surprised about that.
I can't. you can put it on there yourself.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
There's an entire thread. There's an entire thread on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system with all sorts of detail and things that you might find interesting.
Anyway, I'll chime in on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I guess I tend to agree with Mark on that one. It's just a chance to remember to do something special for someone. You should do it at 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have a reminder.
I see. Do you have somebody who's going to get upset if you don't remember? Because I think a lot of people have relationships like that. I feel sorry.
Yeah, no, my wife doesn't mind either. We know that it's just greeting card companies making it up to make
That's
lots
good.
Of money.
It's
but
just another day. And the candy companies, they make a lot of money, too. Flowers.
Yeah, it was yesterday here in Australia, so it was nice. But
so what did you do to celebrate? Anything?
I just cooked a nice dinner, but
there you go.
I cook dinner half the time, so no big deal.
So, again, not too much has changed, and that's the way I think it should be on Valentine's
Day. But is it a special dinner?
Special dinner. I use the cookbook.
There you go.
Jeremy, thank
you for
the call.
Appreciates it.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yes, Mark spent 9 years in prison. Really, somebody should add it to the wiki. That way we don't keep getting the question.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, ladies and relationships in America. Mark, what do you have to talk about in regards to that?
Well, from Laura Sessions Stepp, Washington Post, today on Valentine's Day, high school hallways and college courtyards will be scattered with flowers. Young women at work will peek at the personal ads online and dish out who got what. They may confess to having a crush on their chemistry teacher or confide to a friend that the guy in the cubicle next to them is really hot. What they probably won't say is, I love him, or anything close to it.
Mm.
Because while they may enjoy the trappings of love, many young women believe that being in love, at least right now, is impractical, foolish, a sign of weakness, or even unattainable.
Being in love is impractical and foolish.
Impractical, foolish, sign of weakness, unattainable.
Sign of weakness. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I don't know if I agree, but okay.
Evie, a communications specialist in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is talking about this all over lattes on a Sunday afternoon with several friends in their early 20s. Love is a constant effort, she sighs, settling herself into a couch at Trist, a coffee house, and Adams Morgan. I don't know where Adams Morgan is.
Okay.
It's so annoying, says Carolyn. A waste of time, says Alex. Heather Schell, a assistant professor of writing, picked up some similar attitudes when she...
Man, these are some jaded women.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What happened to these girls?
Nothing good. But it seems, you know, according to these statistics from Pew Research, they're not alone. Heather Schell is an assistant professor of writing, picked up similar attitudes when she taught a course called Love, American Style at George Washington University.
All right, I want to find out what jaded these women so much. On the way here, 800-259-9231. There's nothing wrong with love.
No.
It's just a Valentine's Day thing that I find silly. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about love and emotions and all sorts of neat things like that. And your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The wise men had the North Star, Dorothy the yellow brick road. But like Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi, you have an automotive force that helps you find your way. When I return, I'll enlighten you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Though the sun does a great job all day, during its nighttime sabbatical, your vehicle's headlights illuminate your way. And this force has gone high-tech. Bosch's Adaptive Lighting Directional Headlamp System monitors vehicle speed, steering angle, and acceleration to anticipate the road ahead. It then continually adjusts headlamp patterns accordingly, switching combinations of 7 different lighting elements inside the lamp so you can see more clearly and drive more safely. Hey, who says there's nothing new under the sun? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You've got about a week's time, just over a week, to get registered for this.
Man, we're going in a week?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Speakers to include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute, also in attendance, will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the national real ID. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Mark, we're talking about love. Well, it's an appropriate day to talk about such things because today's the artificial day that was created to celebrate it. Which, of course, I believe that if you are in love and you love somebody, you should express that to that other individual on a daily basis and not wait for Valentine's Day in order to show them how much you care.
And I believe it's a fine holiday to do something special for the one you love.
I see where you're coming from. I on the other hand, believe that loving another person is special 365 days a year. But
you, on the other hand, are so cheap you squeak.
But apparently, this has nothing to do with money, Mark. Apparently, some women in America, and this is, I don't know, this is just a story about women. It just happens to be about women. I don't know why they didn't ask men. But
well, I don't think men, if you ask men about Valentine's Day, is it important to you? I think you're getting a much lower percentage than you would.
Is that what the story was about? I thought the story was about women and their opinions about love in general, not
that's
whether or not Valentine's Day is important.
No, it just says today on Valentine's Day, and then it goes into love.
Right. So this is about American women, some of them at least, and their opinions on love. Let's continue, Mark.
Heather Schell, the assistant professor of writing, picked up similar attitudes when she taught a course called Love American Style at George Washington University. Her female students...
And the attitude, by the way, just to recap, is screw it!
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. It's annoying. It's a waste of time. It's a constant effort.
Okay.
Her female students loved to discuss the chick lit book Bridget Jones's Diary and the sexual follies of Jones and her boss, Daniel Cleaver. But they're not enthralled with Edward Rochester's lengthy courtship and Jane Eyre. I don't know exactly how to say that. I've always wondered. It's classic literature.
Okay.
Quick flings or hookups are okay, but love was rarely mentioned in class discussions, Shell says. Hmm. Their favorite assigned reading? The poetry anthology called To Hell with Love.
Oh my God.
Actually, it's The Hell with Love. The national survey of 18 to 29-year-olds by the Pew Research Center reported that almost 60% were not in committed relationships, and the majority of those were not interested in being committed.
Huh.
Young women even have phrases for couples frequently spoken with a touch of derision. They're joined at the hip or even married, for people that aren't actually married. I am, so, you know, married wouldn't be inaccurate.
Okay.
Absent old-fashioned dating, which has virtually disappeared, the alternative for these young women is hooking up, which can happen in any semi-private place and includes anything from kissing to intercourse. The beauty of hooking up is that it carries no commitment, and this is huge for being emotionally independent, dependent on a lover that scares these young women, and that's what scares these young women the most. To tell a man...
Being dependent.
Correct. To tell a man, I need you, is like... saying, I'm incomplete without you. A young man might say that and sound affectionate, but to an ambitious young woman who has been taught to define power in her, on her terms and defend it against all comers, she needs that need signals weakness.
Hmm.
An instant message conversation between two female female college students pointed out and shared with a reporter was telling. Student one. And they laid in a bed and talked for like hours and hours and like had sex during the whole thing. And it was really a moment. Laid in bed. And like he had held me so tight for the rest of the night. And I woke up really close to him and I felt something. That's incredible intimacy. Student two is, that's incredible intimacy. Do you love him? Student one, I'm scared of loving him. Student two, because of what being in love will do to you? Student one, because of what... does that say about me? I'm just a weepy girl who relies on someone.
Oh,
I want to be independent, and I think that it's important for women of our generation, but saying I love someone and need him is, like, contradictory, hypocritical. But I also don't want to give in to love because I'm scared he won't call me.
Are they only... I mean, it just seems to me like these are women who have been to way too many women's lib classes in college.
You
don't have to... When you love somebody, it doesn't make you dependent upon them.
Maybe it does.
I know.
In her mind, I don't know.
Well, in their minds, they've been brainwashed into thinking that
you
this
are dependent
this
on someone. In some respects, when you love them, you're dependent on not feeling bad when they leave.
I see where you're coming from on that, but that's not really the definition of dependency. It's okay to... you can love somebody and not be dependent on them. In fact, I wouldn't recommend dependency. It's not a good position to be in, but I don't think they're necessarily exclusive. Look, is there more?
Oh, yeah. And she continues, and I'll be heartbroken and then feel like a stupid girl that should have known better. Several young women ask.
Oh, I see.
So it's fear of...
Fear of rejection.
Yeah, fear of feeling bad or something. Yeah, I don't know.
But then that's a fear, and it's a legitimate fear that men and women around the world
I agree,
have.
But I don't think you should live your life based on fear. And
no
so
way.
You shouldn't steer away from love because you are scared of that person leaving you.
It's like sales. I mean, when you're in the sales business, every new salesperson is deathly afraid of getting a no. I mean, that's inevitable that when you're doing sales, you're going to get no's.
Absolutely.
Of course, the old sales adage is every no is one no closer to a yes. And the same thing applies to the world of relationships.
Right. Every relationship's going to break up or you're going to die. Those are your choices.
Yeah. If you don't give it a shot, you're never going to know what you're possibly missing out on. There may be a great guy or a great lady who's within relatively close circumstances to you. Maybe they work with you or they go to activism things with you or whatever it is that you do with your time. They may be there and they might just be a perfect match for you. Mm-hmm. But if you don't explore those relationships, then you're destined to be a lonely, frigid old bitch for the rest of your life.
Well,
that's what it sounds like these women want.
I'm thinking that there are guys out there that feel the same way, and they're
destined for
old and lonely and frigid and all that other good stuff, too.
As I said, this article just happens to be about college-age women.
Right.
Women in their, was it 18 to 29, was
that's
it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Several young women asked not to be named in this report when discussing their private lives. There are costs, of course, to keeping love at bay. Where's the feeling of being adored, for example? I need to know my guy's thinking of me all the time, Ackerfield says. Is this likely to happen after a hookup? Well, no, she admits. And what about skills one learns when dating? In traditional boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, you begin to understand how someone else thinks about things, says Robert Blum, who chairs the Department of Population, Family, Reproductive Health at Johns Hopkins University.
Yeah, people are not healthy, women.
I would say that it certainly isn't. They're not getting prepared for long-term relationships.
Well,
and I think that it's harder with to some extent, I feel like I'm ingrained in my patterns. So by getting married late, which I did, 35, sort of late-ish, I have a more difficult time breaking some of those old patterns.
I want to find out what that means, but also, what about wealth? What about creating wealth with another person? You're not going to create any wealth if you're just hooking up with people from time to time. More's on the way. You're just going to get off. More's on the way. 800-259-9231. Is love overrated? It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. That does include the bulletin board system. We have over 190,000 posts. Over 1,400 people are interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's serious issues being discussed. Fun stuff as well. You'll find it all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're talking about a story that is from, I believe it was the Washington Post is where you're getting this. And it's about women who, and for some reason they just happen to choose women. There can very easily be men that are also this cynical and jaded towards loving another person. But in this case, we're talking about young American women, ages 18 to 29. Pew Research did apparently a study that found that, was it 60% of them are not in committed relationships?
That's correct.
And the majority of those don't care to be in a committed relationship.
That's correct.
And from the quotes that we've heard so far from these women that they've interviewed, they're very, very jaded towards the idea of love, loving another person, presumably another man. But I mean, they haven't asked anybody if they've, you know, if they're homosexual tendencies or anything like that. But they're just turned off to the whole idea of being in a committed relationship with another person. They feel like that will make them a weaker individual. And they feel like, can you just select some of those quotes that we've been through so far, just to bring up what some of these people have said, because it's really disturbing.
It's they call love annoying, a constant effort and a waste of time. They have disparaging remarks for couples, such as joined at the hip. So
they feel like it's a signal of weakness to be in love with another person.
Mm.
They feel like it will make them weaker, and I don't agree at all. I'd like to hear what you think at 800-259-9231. I think that when you're in a committed relationship with another person, man or woman, doesn't matter, if you're in a committed relationship with somebody else and you love one another, then that helps you build more wealth for yourself. If you're two individuals together and you don't have a dependency problem, because that's what these girls are that seem to be afraid of. They seem to link the emotion of love with dependency.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that those two necessarily need to be linked together. I think, to some extent, not that I'm a psychologist or anything like that, but as I understand it, women do tend to be a little bit more emotional than men. I think that's a fair statement to make, as far as a very general statement. And maybe they're just worried that they will become dependent, that love will somehow bloom to the extent that they won't be able to handle their lives anymore without having that man in their life or that other significant other. And I just don't see that as being the case. If they're this strong-minded now and they're this resolute about what they want in life, then why couldn't they find a workable relationship where they could benefit and so could the other party? Because that's, to me, what a relationship is all about. It's a give and take.
Right.
It's
something that works.
Right. It's I scratch your back, you scratch mine. We're helping one another build something better. I'm a pretty strong-minded individual, Mark, and if I were on my own, I'd be all right. You know, I'd be able to take care of the things I needed to take care of, clean the house and do laundry and all of the regular What?
You just mentioned taking care of the house and laundry and all that stuff is, though it was a, it has to some extent, you sound sexist when you say it.
There's nothing sexist about that. My girl and I have an agreement between one another to take care of certain things for each other. So anyway, I can handle all of those things. It's just that it's better with another person around. More can get done. More can be produced. More wealth can be created between the two of you.
Right. Well,
you can still be an
probably
individual.
Most importantly, you don't have the overhead costs individually. For instance, it doesn't matter whether it's just you living in this house or whether you've got five people living in this
house. It's going to cost the same to heat it.
The mortgage, to heat it, that's true. The mortgage is going to cost just as much. You're going to have hookup costs for electricity that, for each individual house, hookup costs for cable, high-speed internet. All those overhead costs are shared when you have two people in a house.
And you can, anybody can have a roommate, so you can certainly share costs with somebody else, but it's more fulfilling to have somebody in life spending theirs with you. I mean, why you would want to shut yourself off from this opportunity? It's one of the greatest opportunities life has for people.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
With these cold women.
In traditional boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, you begin to understand how someone else thinks about things, says Robert Blum, who chairs the Department of Population, Family, Reproductive Health at Johns Hopkins. You learn to compromise, and not to say the first thing on your mind. You learn how to say you're sorry and accept other people's apologies. These things are essential to being happily married and raising children, both of which young women say they want someday.
Both of which I am not interested in.
They are best learned with a romantic relationship, in Blum's view, because the young person is motivated by romance to learn. Lloyd Colby, a health education professor at Indiana University Bloomington, agrees he still remembers his first love in high school.
It almost sounds like that guy wasn't even commenting on the situation. Like, they just went to get a comment from some expert. He wasn't really commenting on these particular women.
He's not commenting on these women. He's commenting on how important it is to have, learning skills in dating.
Okay.
Let's see.
I want to talk more about these crazy women.
I understand. We'll get there. I don't know if they talk about them that much more. It's more about relationships. How we worked on being honest, decent, and caring, and sort of being worthy for her. Hooking up is supposedly uncaring, he says. If they turn off the emotional spigot when they're young, what will happen when they're older adults?
Mm.
In some ways, young women are riding the to-hell-with-love wave that started building more than a lifetime ago. By the 1930s, following more than a century of discourse on the concepts of passion, courtship, romantic marriages, scientists have were declaring love the stuff of childhood fantasies and sentimental women. Psychotherapist Alfred Adler was one, arguing in Esquire magazine for rational, cooperative marriages that aimed for companionship rather than emotional connectedness. Later,
why
feminists,
can't we have both?
I don't see why you couldn't have both. I do. Later, feminists like Marilyn French wrote that women couldn't love deeply and live independent, meaningful lives. A character in French's popular novel in 1977, The Women's Room, called love a lie to keep women happy in the kitchen. Many young women at the time found themselves agreeing with French, at least partly. This didn't stop them from dating and getting married, but they did so with a cautious attitude towards love that is even more evident in their daughters, especially those in college. A college senior from Dallas with deep brown eyes and thick hair to match was describing a man she hooked up with a couple of times. Despite her best efforts, she said she was falling for him, and that worried her. It will suck if it's bad, she said, and it will suck even more if it's good. She explained,
what?
Yeah, her number one goal was for as long as she could remember was to excel in school so that she might someday land a great job, and that would make her financially independent. In high school,
got news for you. It's very unlikely that a job's going to make you financially independent. But then again, that's what they teach in school. So,
but business may very well. She maintained an A average, played volleyball and rode crew, edited the digital yearbook, and played on a church basketball team that won the state championship.
Whoopee.
Her pace in college was similarly brisk, and she didn't see how, even in her senior years, she could afford to invest time, energy, and emotion in a loving relationship.
That's fine. No, that is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with delaying the inevitable as far as looking for another companion, a life companion. If you are busy in your life, this is something I did for a few years when I was really busy working like two or three jobs, going to school, doing all those things all at once. I definitely didn't have time for any sort of courtship or anything like that. And
I still think you can keep something on the back burner sort of going.
I think you can keep your options open.
And I think you learn important lessons.
I learned important.
I think that you're learning your lessons to some extent now.
Well, I had time for it. More on the way, 800-259-9231, when I was ready to make time for it. But that's not all these women are about. These women hate the idea of falling in love, and I think it's sick. What do you think? 800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want on this, the Valentine's Day edition. Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. While I think Valentine's Day is a sham, I don't think love is. But apparently some women do. They're tired of love. They aren't interested in love. They just want to be cold and heartless for their whole life. That's what we're talking about. I want to hear from you as to how you feel about these ladies. 800-259-9231. Now, inevitably, there are, I'm sure, men that feel the same way. It's just the article happens to be about young American women, 18 to 29, who have essentially given up on the concept. They don't want it. It's scary to them. The idea of falling in love with somebody is making, for some reason, makes them believe they'll become this dependent, blubbering woman. And I just don't think that's the case. They've been somehow brainwashed by, I don't know if it was the Women's Lib movement or one of their college teachers or whoever it was. But some damage has been done to these ladies, and it's really sad. I want to get back into the story here in moments, but first want to remind you to shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products, everything from stuff you might need for your bathroom to furniture to accessories, clothing, gifts, of course, all there, amazon.freetalklive.com, DVDs, books, etc. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, so it's a great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Coffee in Illinois first before we continue this. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
You know what all those women have got in common?
What's that?
They've all dated me at one time or another.
Okay.
But hey, I wanted to talk to you about that Senate bill that I called about the other night.
Refresh. What's
having to do with if you've got a grease tank in your car and you owe road taxes and so on and so forth.
Oh, that's right. The guys, you're one of these
the
guys.
The biofuel situation.
You're running your diesel vehicle off of vegetable oil.
Right.
And apparently one of your friends was caught up with by the Department of Revenue who said, hey, we found out you're running vegetable oil in your vehicle, and now you owe back taxes because you aren't buying gasoline anymore. That's essentially what it is.
That's exactly right. And I spent the day today talking to different senators' offices to find out the skinny on this bill. What it apparently is if you've got a grease tank in your car, you still owe, and this is the state of Illinois, you still owe a road tax on every gallon that you burn in your car, your truck.
That's
we don't
insane.
Know yet, we don't know yet how you're supposed to report it. They haven't given us any idea yet.
Yeah.
But I uncovered something that's in the category of, gee, that's really stupid, which is not unusual for Illinois. If you've got a grease tank in your car right now, you owe the Department of Revenue $2,500 bond.
What?
Because you're considered, under the current laws, you're considered a grease supplier. Now, what this bill that I called about the other night was, I thought the bill was to eliminate the road tax on grease.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with that. All it does is change the language of the current statute so that grease is not defined as a blended fuel. Because if it's a blended fuel, then that's a different category. But until that bill does go through, everybody who's got a grease tank in their car in Illinois would be considered a supplier and technically owes the Department of Revenue $2,500 as a bond.
And these guys are actually out there chasing people down.
Yeah. Yeah, one in Peoria, one in Decatur so far.
How do they find out?
I mean,
who's using
my it? My friend doesn't make any bones about it. He goes to all the energy fairs and brings his car and he demonstrates and, you know, he's just out
there. He's an activist for it, then.
The guy that I've never met, I don't have any idea.
Wow.
Participate in the BBS with him.
Well, just one more reason to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Got that right. Guys, have a great night.
Thanks, Coffee. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, talking about women in America, young women being completely jaded towards the concept of falling in love. They believe it would be a sign of weakness, and apparently they don't want any of that in their lives. And, of course, which I disagree entirely, it's not a sign of weakness. It's just that you found somebody that you're interested in spending time with, somebody who agrees with you on so much. Why you would want to exclude that from your life? I don't understand.
I think for most women that this problem will take care of itself when they meet the right guy.
You think?
I do. But I think some,
but here there's
it's going to make it difficult.
But there's one woman that was interviewed who's torn.
Yes, she is.
Let's continue.
Dallas Senior, she says at her 21st birthday party, she talked about this with a girlfriend who understood. As the friend said over the recorded sounds of rapper JC, I don't have time or energy to worry about a we. College is about many things. Learning to read Chinese, write poetry, solve complicated physics problems. It also is about learning how to build relationships with others. About how to be a we with a roommate you can't stand at first, and a classmate whose political persuasion is different, and significantly with an intimate partner or two. It would not have occurred to many mothers of this generation that they were when they were in college that they couldn't have it all included romance, but their daughters wonder. Their reluctance is not irrational. Some have lived through the divorce of their parents, or they witnessed disputes between mom and dad, yet are not privy to their negotiations their parents undertake to resolve these differences. Although mom and dad may say they love each other, young women report that they rarely see their parents hug, hold hands, act playfully, or do other things to sustain that love.
I blame marriage.
They have the same complaints about the way love is portrayed in the movies or on television. A college junior says, we never see anything positive about Hollywood relationship. It's beginning to seem normal to get married on flings and then get divorced and have random babies.
They're looking to Hollywood as their example for what should be done in life?
Well, a lot of people look to Hollywood for lots
insane.
Of things.
Insane.
Have you ever noticed how romantic comedies are all about falling in love or breaking up? I want to say, show me the rest of your life. What if after hesitating, young women enter into a relationship? What does that look like? How do they make it last since they haven't dated much, if, after all, it's difficult for them to know? Romantic love occasionally insists on making its presence known even to the most cavalier of young women. This happened to a young woman who spent much of her college time hooking up and then 2 months into her junior year, fell in love with a senior who loved her back.
Mm.
From the moment they decided to be a couple, they knew their relationship probably wouldn't last after he graduated and moved away, but they decided to try to make it work as long as they could. Midway through their 8 months together, she wrote in her diary, we had some long talks about us, and it's nice to know that we more or less feel the same, even though it's a hard page to be on. One thing I became very certain of is that if I changed any of my plans or dreams for him, I would resent him. And it would eventually ruin whatever relationship we might have.
That's a fair observation.
I suppose, but I mean, you have to make compromises in a relationship.
Well, no, you don't have to. Well, and now, depending on where you are in your life, and she's in college, and that's a situation where he was a senior first, he left, he moved out, and you know as well as I do, Mark, that it's very difficult to make a long-distance relationship work.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend go to college while I was still in high school.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Right. I mean, you can try your damnedest to make it work, but odds are very slim. Odds are good. Somebody else is going to step into the picture and take that person's interest away from you. So I think being in close proximity is an important factor. And at that time in life, you have other obligations. And I agree it would be a mistake. If you've committed yourself to going to college and graduating college for that four-year period of time, and you meet somebody that's really special, and you find that, you know, you don't want to change your plans for this individual, you don't want to compromise in that way, I respect that decision.
I respect that, too.
I think that I think you have to do what's right for you.
But I think you should the relationship requires some thought in that. I mean, you know,
be considered.
Right, right. If he's going to be off in Albuquerque, I was going to go live in St. Louis, but maybe I should go live in Albuquerque too. It's not like most jobs it matters.
I see where you're coming from.
There's a job anywhere.
And I'm not a huge fan of college either. So, I mean, I'm certainly somebody who would say, yes, take a close look at this and really consider how much you care about this other individual.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I would totally understand should that person decide, well, I started this path and I'd like to finish it, and then maybe we'll see if we can still get together after that. But at least that woman was she found somebody. She found somebody that she was interested in after, as she described, years of hooking up, which just seems to be... we talked about indiscriminate sex last night on the show.
Well, hooking up isn't necessarily sex.
Hooking up isn't necessarily sex, nor is it necessarily indiscriminate. But it certainly doesn't seem to me to be very satisfying. It doesn't seem to me to be very emotionally full.
I would concur. I would concur.
Is there more?
So she continues. I'm glad to have him in my life right now. We push each other to become our dreams, goals, and passions. My generation, actually, our society, is into taking shortcuts. Hookups are like the shortcut to intimacy. While dating is the long way around, the scenic route, we want to get there, wherever there is, as quickly as possible. And I think we've lost the ability to enjoy the journey.
I think that's an excellent observation. 1-800-259-9231.
I think good relationships are a great part of life. And
absolutely.
To just, you know...
To shut that off, to say no to even the opportunities.
And there's so much we learn from bad relationships.
So, they're totally. I mean, if I hadn't spent 3 years in a bad relationship, I wouldn't really be able to appreciate this one as much.
I'm still scarred from that relationship that you were in.
800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number for you. Do you know anybody like this? Are you somebody who has given up on the concept of loving another person? 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...